This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're talking about Chainsaw Man Episode 5, titled Gun Devil. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always for these episodes is my co-host and kin, the oldest brother Colton. Colton, what did you think of Chainsaw Man Episode 5 titled Gun Devil?
It's pretty good.
Shit, a lot of notes on this one from my end.
I bet. There's just a lot, well, not really a lot going on, but for Denji's point of view, there is. And
he's having some character, we see some character development out of our boy.
Yeah.
It's turning down some smooches.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to.
At least at first.
At first, and then she said tongue, yeah. He's like, well, all right, I'm in.
He's like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Brendan to watch this show. I don't think he's ready for how funny the show is.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's funny, but it's serious at the same time. Everybody else is serious except Denji and Power, really.
Yeah. I know, it's rare for... Usually the main character is, like, silly and strong. Like, that's normal with shonen, you know, like Naruto, but it feels like this is very adult, like, oriented. Like, this is definitely not necessarily for, like, I know middle school boys are probably reading it, but this feels like it's much more for more mature audiences than, you know, something like Naruto or Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah. For sure. But I'm enjoying it. It's, I can't say it's number one, but it's top three.
Number one as far as, like, that you're watching right now or ever?
What I'm watching right now for the season.
What number one are you enjoying the most?
It's probably Blue Lock, Bleach, number two. Number three is Chainsaw Man, and then four is My Hero.
What did you say number two was?
Bleach.
Oh, Bleach, yeah.
Bleach has been freaking awesome, so... But Blue Lock is, when it's up on Saturdays, that's the first one I watch, so.
See, I think I'm more excited to watch Chainsaw Man every week than I am. Like, Blue Lock, I'm almost as excited, but I enjoy the episode of Chainsaw Man so much more. Like, I'm like, always itching to watch, just because I love Denji's character. So unique. And I think because I've watched a soccer anime already, it's like I kind of already know about how they're going to animate stuff. But Blue Lock, don't get me wrong, I love it too. But I know I've noticed that Spy Family's kind of fallen to the wayside for my weekly watching, because there's so many other things to watch right now that are, you know, a little bit more exciting than a slice of life type anime.
Yeah, I'm still watching it, but yeah, it's not like I still try to watch it weekly, but it's not my first priorities compared to some others.
Mm-hmm.
So
the one thing that Blue Lock is like is missing is a fire opening or ending song.
Well, the opening's pretty banger, I thought.
It's a banger, but it's not. I guess the combination of the music with the animation, it's not legendary. It's not even close.
Yeah, I mean. It's definitely
not like Kickback for Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, it's definitely a grower, not a shower at first, so it takes some time to get going, but it's growing on me, like I said. It's a good one.
Shit, that's funny. We're going to have to start referring to that as most anime openings. They're either growers or they're showers.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it hasn't grown on me yet, the Blue Lock opening, but Chainsaw Man was right away. It was a showstopper from day one. Spy Family was a showstopper from day one. To Your Eternity, Pink Blood, that was a grower. That grew on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's still there.
But do you have any anime news that we want to talk about before we dive into this episode?
Sure. Let me look at it real quick. Because I wasn't here. I don't think I have much.
Nice. Well, while you're looking for it, if this is your first time listening, welcome to our podcast. Colton and I are just two of the three Evans bros. But we do these weekly. We also do My Hero Academia episodes. But I like to take a second on every podcast and ask you to follow us on Instagram, That Anime Podcast. And if you do love listening and you want to show your support to us, the best thing you can do to support our podcast, other than listening weekly, is to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify and or wherever it is that you listen. This helps us reach more casual anime fanatics just like yourself. And just like us, because we ourselves are casual anime fanatics. So yeah. Colton, you ready with the news?
Yeah, I just got a little bit. Tokyo Revengers reveals new key visual and trailer for Christmas Conflict arc. So there's a new trailer out for the upcoming season. Go check it out. It's set to premiere in January 2023, so just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your fall anime show rankings week 5. So basically this past week that I wasn't on, and I don't think they came out with the new rankings just yet, but number 1, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. 2nd, Chainsaw Man. 3rd, Eminence of Shadow. 4th, Blue Lock. 5th, Mob Psycho 100 Season 3, which I am watching too. 6th, My Hero Academia Season 6. 7th, Spy Family Part 2. 8th is More Than a Married Couple But Not Lovers. 9th, Bocchi the Rock. 10th is Arc Knight's Prelude to Dawn. And anything else? 2 Year Eternity is going up. It's 13th. And, nice. Yeah, anything else is just some other shows that we don't watch, so.
How insane is it that My Hero Academia is simulcasting right now? Arguably, it's in the big three, and it's ranking 6th as, like, most watched. That's insane. That just shows how much good anime there is these days, or, like, in this season, this fall season.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot
out there.
6th
place? That's... I mean, it's My Hero Academia we're talking about.
Yeah. I can't remember a time lately where there's almost a show coming out every day of the week. Like, Saturdays, you got Blue Lock, My Hero, and what's the other one? Spy Family. I'm not sure if
And then you've got Mob Psycho, and you've got...
Yeah, Mob Psycho's on Wednesdays. Tuesdays is Chainsaw
Eternity.
Man. Yeah. To Your Eternity's on Sundays, I think. That's right. Bleach is on Mondays. Tuesdays is Chainsaw Man. Wednesdays is Mob Psycho. So, basically, the only days I'm not really watching anything is Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm loving having so much options.
Indeed. All right, next All piece. Right.
Oh, you got more.
Just a little more. The author of Kaguya-sama retires as an illustrator from manga industry. So the show you're watching, Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
Yeah.
Akasaka Aka, most commonly known for his famous rom-com series, Love is War, announced just a few hours ago on Twitter, which is a couple days ago now, that he is retiring from the manga industry as an illustrator. He describes this, he is more focused on writing stories now and won't be doing any official illustrations for any manga. So... he's still in the biz, just not as illustrator.
Kind of sad. Kind of sad, you know. You have, like, a talent to draw and tell a story, and, you know, you're hanging up one of the talents to sharpen the other, the writing side.
Yeah.
But these mangakas, nobody really thinks about it, but they're... if you think about it, they're really, like, the ultimate author, because they're not letting... most authors, like, they describe to you... what a character is, but mangakas, they describe and they show you. They show and they tell. And that not only that are they showing, but they're able to show movement in a still image, which is absolutely crazy. It really is a crazy talent that these mangakas have, and even just anybody that does comics.
Oh, I agree.
It really is insane. I don't think that there's enough appreciation, even from people that don't read mangas or watch anime. So I'll take a second to appreciate what these people do. They are writing incredible stories, and they're drawing this shit out incredibly, showing movement in a still image.
Yeah. I mean, I know in Japan it doesn't get recognized enough, but it's freaking hard work.
Yeah.
All right. Vinland Saga Season 2 by Studio MAPPA will begin broadcasting on January 9th, 2023. Netflix and Crunchyroll will stream the anime worldwide. So look out for that. I'll probably be watching it. New anime. My Daughter Left the Nest and Returned as an S-Rank Adventurer. TV anime adaption announced. So looks like we're getting another... I don't think it's
isekai.
Isekai, though. It sounds like she just left the
these
nest.
Titles just kill me. These titles kill me.
So it looks like a pretty good one. I'll give it a try. But all right, last piece of news is our friend Bardo shared with us. I got it as news as well. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. TV anime gets third season officially. There's still a couple weeks to go until the premiere of That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, the movie Scarlet Bond in Japan. And it's already been confirmed that more adventures with Rimuru and the Tempest Federation await in the aftermath. Now that a third season of the hit TV anime is officially in the works. So they left the teaser visual of it. So look out for that. It'll be probably, I bet you, another year before it's out because the movie's about to release. So, but good to know it's coming back.
Yeah, I know. It feels like it's been forever since that show was out.
Right. And that's all I got.
Sweet. All right, so episode 5 synopsis for Chainsaw Man. Aki Hayakawa, Denji, and Power start living together. Denji finally fulfills his dream of touching Power's boobs, but is shocked when things do not turn out the way he expected. As Denji realizes that chasing his dream was more fun than achieving it, Makima approaches him and says, "If you can kill the gun devil, I'll grant you one wish." Man, sometimes these synopses are just spot on. I mean, I read the synopsis and I was like, this is going to be a good episode.
Yeah.
You just know.
The gun devil.
So the episode, the gun devil, okay. Well, yeah, we'll talk about the gun devil later. So we start the episode, it's back in the bathroom, right where we left off on episode 4. Denji finally gets to experience his first fondling. And every guy out there, and girl, remembers that first fondling. He gets a few squeezes in, and some pads fall out, and I'm like, oh, shit. I thought he was going to be pissed at first. Like, you fucking liar.
Yeah, I thought he was, too. He would have been mad.
And you know what's funny is you even mentioned this last episode that whenever she was in her feral, like, form, she had no boobs.
Yeah.
And here we see the proof of it. Yeah, she's... And why is a fiend... Like, why is this fiend stuffing her bra? You're a fiend. What? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's funny that she knew about those, but doesn't know about any other human society life.
Yeah, he's squeezing away at these things, and like it was surreal for me even as a viewer. I'm like, I can't believe he's getting to do it. Like, I didn't think he was going to achieve this goal as quickly as he did. You know, I thought that this was going to be like an end of the season, you know, payoff, but here we are, episode 5. My man's fondling away. Some pads fall out. She's like, oh, don't worry about those. But then he's got two more squeezes remaining on some actual breasts. No pads hindering the hindering the feel. He gets in one, and she's like, you get one more. He gets in the last one. And then Power says, there, all done. What did you think? Was it not fantastic? How lucky for you to grasp such splendorous things. And now we're even. With Meowie saved, I have no real reason to hunt devils any longer, yet there's no escaping Makima, so I will aid you all with your duty. I'm sure this pleasure is all yours. And Denji says, I think he thinks to himself, there's a lot of stuff I could say, but, huh? That's it?
Yeah.
And the opening song plays. So this whole scene, if I didn't read the synopsis going into this, I was not going to expect this reaction out of Denji. I thought that he'd be a lot more psyched afterward, like, I don't know, or like have a different relationship with power afterward. It didn't play out at all how I thought that this was going to play out.
No, I still think eventually they'll become closer, but not like we think, maybe.
Yeah, who knows. Opening song ends. It's the next morning now. Denji's sulking in bed is the first shot we get, and then they're all eating breakfast together. They're having some over-easy eggs, some bacon, some broccoli, tomatoes, and a hot dog, it looks like. And Power's like, oh man, this shit's good. And when she first moved in, she didn't like any of the food, but she ends up taking Hayakawa's food, or trying to, and spills the soup everywhere. And he's like, you bitch! Then we flash forward. Denji is over signing documents with Makima now, basically filling out paperwork on the devil that they killed, the bat devil. And he's out of it because he's coming to the realization that he thought his life would be different after achieving his dream, or like something in his life would have changed, or I guess he thought it would be much more fulfilling than it was. And yeah. Makima can tell that something's wrong. So she's like, is something bothering you, Denji? Now, when she asked that, did you think he was going to tell her, or did you think he was just going to like brush it off?
He's pretty blunt, so yeah, I figured he would tell her.
I was thinking there was no way he tells her, because I know he like actually likes Makima. So when he like came right out and told her, I was shocked at that too.
Yeah,
but this is what he says. Oh, go ahead.
I said, I think she knows that he likes her, and I think she's just using him. Or she may not be. She may be liking him too, but for right now, I think she's using him until I see otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Denji says, you know, there's something I was chasing after, and I finally managed to get it. But once I did, it wasn't as big of a deal as I thought. Now I'm wondering, if I go after something else and get my hands on it, am I just going to think I was happier during the chase? That's like total bullshit, isn't it? And she's like, okay, what exactly are you talking about, Denji? And he says, I touched boobs for the first time, but it wasn't that great. But this part, everything that happens after Denji says that leads me to believe that Makima is playing our boy like a fiddle.
Oh yeah.
Like she's 100% playing him. Cause he says, I touched boobs for the first time, but it wasn't that great. She aggressively grabs Denji by the hand, turns him, books fly off the table. Denji's like, holy shit, what's going on? Makima says, Denji. And she gets really close. I believe that when it comes to sex, the better you understand the other person, the better it feels. But it's hard to understand how someone else feels. And she's like intertwining her hands with his at this point. She says, so start with observing the hand, carefully. How long are the fingers? Are the palms cold? Are they warm? What's the shape of their ears? Ever had your finger bitten? Denji's like, bit? What? She's like, remember this. She puts his finger in her mouth, starts biting on it and chewing on it, so that even if you can't see, you'll be able to tell it's me from how hard I'm biting. Memorize it. So that's definitely foreshadowing, I'm thinking, at least.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing Makima doesn't have shark teeth like everybody
else.
Yeah, those freaking shark teeth that Power and Denji have are fucking fucking jagged as hell. But Denji's like, I got it, I memorized it, and he's loving it. Then she brings his hand, which this shocked me too. Our boy's getting a lot of fondling in this episode. She brings his hand to her breast and he gets to do some fondling, but he can't handle it.
No, he freaks out.
He freaks out. He falls backwards out of his chair. Like, he doesn't even fall. He retreats, right? He like just gets out of there.
Now he falls back and basically to the floor. He didn't like leave, but yeah, he falls
back.
But
he didn't fall. It wasn't an accident. Like he was touching it and then he realized like, oh shit, I'm touching Makima's breast, and his flight or fight kicked in and he backed off and fell backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that surprised me too. And then he's like looking at his hand like, what have I done? I thought his hand was about to transform into a chainsaw for some reason. Makima squats over him, gets in close like she's about to kiss him, and she says, Denji, I'd like to ask you to do something for me. Can I? And he's like, us. Says yes. And then right when he says yes, she completely turns off the whole seductive act that she's been doing since he brought up boobs. She gets off of him, sits down in the chair. Her whole tone changes, the way she talks, the way her posture is held. It's all business again. So I don't trust her anymore. Like, at all.
Yeah. Well, after
did you notice like a switch flipped whenever he agreed and she turned all business?
Yeah. I noticed that too. And then basically when she says every demon or demon hunter, demon slayer, whatever you want to call them.
Devil hunter,
yeah. Not this demon slayer's different anime. But basically when she says, I want you to kill the gun devil because every devil hunter is trying to get them, I was like, well,
this is the ultimate lifelong goal right here.
Yeah, her motive. Because I think if she can get the gun devil her team, it's going to propel her to the top. And this gun devil, I wish they would have kind of showed like a, maybe they don't want to show me it, but like a, maybe like a dark image of what it looked like. Because when they show that he killed like 1.3 million people, I was like, what the hell?
Less than 5 seconds.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this guy's power? Like, we got to see the power. Like, did he shoot his gun and just make like a freaking tidal wave across the planet?
Well, okay, think about this. I think it was episode 2 when she's explaining how the devils come about. Basically, the more feared an object is or something is,
right,
the devil form of that is more formidable.
Yeah.
So a gun...
That made sense to me. I was like, dang, I know guns are powerful, like even... If there were such thing as a gun devil now, it'd be a pretty powerful devil. Because,
yep,
especially in America, that there's guns everywhere.
But it's not even like the power of a gun that makes the devil powerful. It's the fear that people have of guns that makes the gun devil powerful.
Yeah.
So I bring that up because I'm going to ask you, can you think of something that the human race fears more than guns?
Well, it ain't chainsaws.
Yeah, I bring that up because I think that this gun devil is going to be the end all be all devil villain. Like, this is the boss of the show.
Like, yeah, I mean,
because I can't think of anything that people would fear more, like a tornado or hurricane.
There could be like natural disaster torn devils. I mean, there's people that probably have fear of tornadoes, tsunamis.
But, like, not as many people as people have of a gun.
There could be, yeah. I mean, gun would probably be the most common. Like, you could have, like, a nuclear bomb devil, but, yeah, that's...
Oh, rare. Yeah, bomb devil would be big, too.
Yeah. Like, you could do, like, because there's all kinds of bombs. If it's just a bomb devil, that could be a pretty big one. But, yeah, gun's pretty common, and it's a pretty big thing around the world. So, I could see it being at least the main devil for the first season.
Yeah, first arc.
Yeah.
So Makima says, I want you to beat the gun devil. It appeared in America. Note that it's in America, not Japan. 13 years ago. But nobody knows where it is now. It's a very strong devil that all hunters want to kill. But I happen to think that you can kill it. Because you're not like any other devil hunters. And if you're able to kill the gun devil, I'll make any wish of yours come true. Denji says, You're saying if your Denji kills the gun devil, he's talking about himself in third person.
Yeah, I know.
Miss Makima is going to make any wish of his come true. So, and then he sits up. So, like, I mean, you're saying if your Denji kills the gun devil, Miss Makima is going to make any wish of his come true. Anything, like even sex. He's going to say sex, but she cuts him off. She says, "I said anything, Denji." And he's like, "Holy shit, is this even allowed?" And Makima says, "It's only allowed because the devil is so strong and bad, mind you. People are trying to profit off of guns as a countermeasure against devils across the world, which resulted in an increase in crime and conflict. The news focused on it nonstop for a while, with people more afraid of gun violence than ever. Then a major armed terrorist attack happened in America. That was the day the gun devil appeared." And it looked like they were showing, like, the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. And then we get a flashback of a little boy. And before we found out that it was Hayakawa, I noted, like, it's probably Hayakawa. This is how his family gets killed. Did you guess that was going to be Hayakawa?
Yeah, I kind of put the two together once I saw him without the hat on. It looked like him. I was like, this is probably Hayakawa.
Yeah.
But I did not expect what happened. I knew, but then it made sense because I know he said his family died. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Freaking got blown away, so.
He really is the Sasuke of this story, man.
Yeah, literally. But he wasn't the only family. Like, there's 1.3 million other people that lost family that day, which is freaking crazy. That's a lot of people. Like,
it's a lot of people.
If that happened today, that'd be the most ever from something killing somebody. Like,
yeah, and in under 5 minutes too.
Yeah, like in, not trying to compare, like, this is an anime, but yeah, it's
maybe like crazy. The Holocaust or something, but happening in 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. So the flashback is of who we later learn, Hayakawa, when he's a little boy. He goes in, he's like, "Hey, Dad, I want to go play catch with you." And he's like, "We can't, your brother's not feeling good." And he's like, "Tayo never feels good. He's always sick. He's a little bitch." And and then Tayo, the little brother, he clearly doesn't understand that his older brother's annoyed with him. He's like, "I want to go play catch." And the parents are like, "Okay, that's fine. Even though you're sick, we'll let you go play out in the freezing cold." So he's following Hayakawa. They're going to go. Well, Hayakawa just leaves. He doesn't plan on playing catch with him at first, but Tayo's following him. And a snowball fight breaks out. They end up having a little bit of fun. And then Hayakawa makes the excuse of, "Mom and Dad are going to get mad if you get sick. So if we play catch, that'll warm up your hands." So he's like, "Go grab a glove from the house." Tayo runs back to the house, gets to the top of the stoop of the door, waves it. Hayakawa, like, "Sweet, we're gonna get to play catch," goes in the house, and the house just gets fucking leveled.
Yeah.
by what looks like a strong wind, but is actually the gun devil blowing by faster than we can see.
Yeah. I wonder if that means, like, he can travel as fast as a bullet, which is what I'm guessing so, but
that has to be the only explanation. Like,
yeah.
I wonder, otherwise, like, he would have been caught before.
Yeah, it's just like his sonic boom and just creating a natural catastrophe behind him.
Yeah, he's probably the bullet and he travels as fast as a bullet.
Yeah.
So here's the quote from Makima. "In a little under 5 minutes, 1.2 million people were killed. The gun devil hasn't been seen since. Fear of devils across the board increased as a result, making them all stronger than ever before. Gun control has got a lot more severe in an attempt to weaken the gun devil, along with increased censorship of the news." So this world that we live in, it's a lot like curses in Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, the curses get their strength from the hatred and ill feelings of humans. These devils get their power from fear that humans feel. So if you manage the amount of fear that humans feel toward guns, it weakens the gun devil himself, and just overall, the fear of devils weakens all devils. It's like fear is their power.
Yeah. They feed off it.
Yeah, they feed off of the fear. And Denji's, he says that if he busts out all the stops, it'll be a piece of cake to beat it. He's pretty confident. He's trying to clap some cheeks after all.
Right.
So the first thing that they have to do to beat the Gun Devil, well, first they got to find this thing. She says it's fast moving, but because it's so fast moving, pieces of it, they fall off when it moves. So they've been slowly collecting little bullets that come off of the devil, and they're like, how would you describe it? Like magnets?
Yeah, I guess if you collect enough of them, they start attracting towards the body. Like, I wonder if these bullets start, like, molding into the body of it.
Yeah, that's what it is. The bullet, so one bullet, when it gets closer to another part of the main body, it starts to, like, have magnetism toward it. And then when you get enough of these bullets together in a giant mass, that will start having a greater pull toward the main body. So they're going around killing devils to collect more of these bullets, which is yet another parallel to Jujutsu Kaisen with Sukuna's fingers.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it. I love where this is going. Let's go find some bullets. Let's go find this freaking Gun Devil that's very intriguing. I mean, that flashback of the house getting blown away, that was insane. That was a powerful, powerful devil. Okay, so we go over to Hayakawa and Himeno. That's the eye patch girl. And they just found a bullet in a giant fish. And that's where we learn that it was Hayakawa that was having that flashback. And so he definitely wants to kill this devil. Maybe even more than Denji, because it killed his entire family.
Oh, definitely.
And it kind of stinks, like, thinking, like, you kind of want Hayakawa to get the kill because of, you know, it killed his family. But if he gets the kill, then Denji doesn't get the wish.
I bet you it's going to be a team effort, because I don't think, the way that they showed him, like, the Gun Devil's power, I don't think right now one person could take it solo.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to be a diversion for sure. So the public safety devil hunters received a request about some devil hiding in Hotel Morin that's already killed several devil hunters, and it's believed to have consumed a piece of the Gun Devil. So they're sending their 6 agents from Public Safety Devil Extermination Special Division 4, which is Hayakawa's team, into the hotel to go slay this thing, exorcise it. Do they call it exorcise? What do they call killing them? They just call them killing them?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything special, at least I can remember.
Yeah. Hayakawa's got one of the bullets on a little string, and he holds it up, and it's gravitating a little bit toward it. And Denji's like, maybe it's the Gun Devil. And Hayakawa's like, no, it would be pulling a lot harder than that if the Gun Devil was in there, you dumbass. And then Power says something sly too, and Hayakawa's like, hey, I thought I told you guys you need to work on your manners. And they blow up on him. And then all he does is he holds out like 2 pieces of juicy fruit gum, and they get in line all of a sudden.
Right. He's got him trained well, I'll give him that.
Yeah. They're just like, sorry, master. Sorry, senpai. So they go into the hotel, they don't go in the hotel. One of the guys is like, I'm worried about getting stabbed in the back by this fiend or this freaking chainsaw guy. I don't trust him. And Hayakawa explains, don't worry, they won't be able to stab you in the back, because on extermination missions, Power and Denji will always run point. So they're going to be the one, they're basically the attack team. If there's a landmine, they're getting their shit blown off, not Hayakawa or the other 4.
Right.
So Himeno, the eye patch girl, these girls just love to make deals with Denji. She says that whoever kills the devil in the hotel will win a kiss on the cheek from her. And Denji at first, he like looks over, he's like, now you're talking my language. But then he thinks back to what Makima said, and he says that he ends up saying he's got all the motivation that he needs, and that his eyes are already set on someone for his first kiss. And he says, until the Gun Devil's dead, no smooching for me. Very, uncharacteristic of our boy. And then he says, plus I learned something. Sex stuff feels better when it's two people who get each other. I don't even know your name, so I ain't after your lips. Jimeno's like, oh, is that right? She walks over to him, gets real close. She's like, then if you kill the devil, Denji, I'll give you a kiss with tongue. And the next thing we know is Denji's charged in. He's got his battle axe, and he's like, I'm about to kill the shit out of this devil.
Yeah, I'm going to beat the shit out of this devil.
Oh, man, this show has me actually laughing more than any other. I mean, One Punch Man I laugh too, but this, God, I love this show so much. It's so funny. Hayakawa asks Jimeno, the eye patch girl, what she thinks of the new rookies. She says, I'd say Adai, which is the spiky-haired man, is not super competent, but he makes up for it in motivation. And then she says, meanwhile, Kobani, the girl with the red hair clip, she's got moves, but she's really timid. And then Jimeno asks what Hayakawa thinks, and he responds by saying, well, most people either die or go private after a year. So, come to find out, both of them have some trust issues, because Jimeno is used to her partners being killed. For example, Hayakawa is her sixth partner. So I guess before every mission, she says, don't die on me, Aki. She calls him Aki. I think that's his last name, or his first name. Aki Hayakawa.
Yeah.
Don't you find it interesting that Hayakawa is the leader of this group, but he was introduced to Jimeno as her new partner?
Right. It's funny how he's the leader now and she's a sidekick.
Yeah. It's also interesting to me in this anime how Hayakawa, who's not the main character, has the coolest hair. His little top knot hairstyle is unique. I've never seen another anime character with that style of hair before.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I haven't either.
It's very unique. So a door opens up in the hotel. A head with a foot and a hand attached to it walks out of the room. It tries to attack Kobani, the girl with the red clip and her hair, but then it freezes in the midair. And power slices it in half with a blood axe. And she's like, ha ha, see how that thing froze before my power? And Jimeno, turns out it's not her power. She's got a contract, she calls it, with the ghost devil. She served up her right eye in exchange for being able to use a ghost's right hand. So the ghost hand is powerful and invisible. That's the two things that it does. So she can... I mean, I'm not sure what all she can do with it, but she can clearly grab stuff with it. I don't know how strong this thing is, but...
And she gave her his left eye. Is that what she said? Her right eye?
She gave up her right eye.
Yeah. So I guess it's funny how her exchange was different compared to Hayakawa's. After each time he uses it, the fox gets a piece of skin. As for her, she just... The ghost devil gets the whole eye, and you can use my power whenever you want. So, is what it seems like.
I know,
like.
Yeah. That's why, like, these devils are making some shit deals, man.
I was like...
Like, what the hell are you going to do with that eye, dude?
I don't know, which is fine. I'd rather take the whole thing at once instead of a piece of skin at a time. I mean...
Oh, yeah. She's got the better deal, for sure.
Yeah, eventually you're going to run out of skin, bud.
Yeah, because her price has been paid. Like, she knows what she has gained. Hayakawa is like, every time he uses it, it does its work, the fox, and then it's probably like, that'll be an ass cheek and a left nut. And he's like, fuck. Okay.
And I wonder, like how deep does it go when the fox devil takes a piece of skin? Is it just like the epidermal layer, or just like the... I don't know. Like, is it going to heal itself eventually? Which I'm guessing it will, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Power is questioning the power of Jimeno, and ends up getting choked out by the ghost hand, and she's like, fuck, I can't touch it. I wonder if she could see it, though. Do you think she could see it because she's a fiend?
She might have, yeah. I think because we saw it not kind of from her point of view.
I don't think that she can, because she would have seen it whenever it froze the other devil.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we were looking at it from
showing us as viewers.
Yeah, of what the ghost arm looks like.
Yeah.
I bet you she can see it, but
yeah, Ximena can see it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what I meant, seeing it from her point of view.
Yeah. So they go up the stairs, and that guy, what's his name? Obanai? Adai. He's like, oh shit. Guys, we got a problem. He's like, we were just on the 8th floor going up to the 9th, right? And they're like, yeah, why? And he's like, I want to test something. And he goes down. He goes down the stairs, but then he ends up coming from the top of the one that they were just on. And they realize they're trapped in some kind of loop, labyrinth. They're stuck on the 8th floor of this hotel.
Yeah.
And that realization is where the episode leaves us. So the ending song plays. It's a different ending song. Nothing notable for me. It looks like this labyrinth. It was mostly all centered around the hotel and a labyrinth, a doorknob with an eye. Some kind of devil is in here. And I have a feeling we're going to get to see Ximena showcase her powers in this little arc, in Hayakawa, possibly.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of his fox devil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if... Yeah, I just want to see it in general, I guess.
Yeah, this show's done a really good job of, as someone who doesn't read the manga, I guess both of us don't, it's done a good job of building the world and the rules and, like, the possibilities that exist. Like, these humans are building contracts. Like, if you think about it, 4 of the 6 people in this Division 4 team that Hayakawa was in use devil powers as their way of killing devils. So Pochta is the devil that's merged with Denji, and Power is a devil, a fiend that's taken over a human's body that's killing devils. Ximena's using a ghost hand that she made a contract with by giving her right eye, and Hayakawa has a contract with the fox devil to basically do its bidding, and then he pays the price based on how much it worked. So there's an endless amount of powers and things that are going on, and there's still the big question mark of what the hell is Makima? Why is she so powerful? Because power doesn't give a shit about how strong anybody is. She doesn't fear anybody, but she very much fears Makima.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking it is more and more every week? I'm calling that they are sisters. Like, they're related somehow. They are related. They have the same style of eyes. One has a cross, like, so powers are like X's. Makimas are like targets, like circles.
Yeah.
But they are yellow with red lines. And they both have pink hair.
I just realized, I bet you Makima has a contract with the devil too. We just don't know what it is yet.
I mean, in the opening song, she's got like a little slug or snail thing that she does.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. It looked like she was feeding it to him like a piece of weird looking candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Something weird's going on there. But it's going to be a big reveal when we find out what her intentions are, because I don't necessarily think she's bad, but I don't think that her ambitions are going to end up aligning with Hayakawa's, Denji's, and even Power's. And maybe I don't know. Because when you think about it, Denji's not necessarily good either. He's not doing things because they're morally right. He's not doing bad things, but he's not set out on, like, being a hero or anything.
No.
He's just That's why he's so likable.
Yeah, he's just doing it for fondling. For the tits and ass.
Yep, TNA, the fondle king. He got to fondle some breasts in this episode, though, so...
He did it.
But he learned a valuable lesson to all the guys out there listening. It's not all about the boobs. You got to do some other things in life. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
It's not just any girl's boobs. It's got to be the right girl's boobs.
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing. You can't just fondle some empty breasts. You got to have a relationship with that girl. You got to get to know her. You gotta let her bite your finger a little bit.
Yeah.
Just make sure she doesn't have any sharp teeth. They didn't say what next week's episode is titled, but it's going to be episode 6, which means we'll be halfway through this first season, unfortunately. And then it will be very difficult to not read the manga and find out what happens, but I'm going to do it. I'll do it for the listeners, and Colton, yeah. Colton will too.
Yep.
But do you have anything else to add, Colton?
No. Great episode for me. Continue to watch.
Continue to watch. Continue to tune in for these weeklies. And be sure to tune in for our weekly My Hero episodes as well. But I'm Jordo.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.